Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Talkin' Jujutsu. This is episode 27. I'm Steven.
I'm JD.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. How have you been?
I'm good. How are you? It's been a minute.
We took a week off and then we couldn't get a time to come together.
That's true.
Right, so now
it's about 2 weeks that we took me off.
Yes. But we'll be back at it. We're going to put out some episodes.
Yes.
And then some more a few days later.
We've decided to let life get in the way of our podcasting sometimes.
And you know what? That's okay.
It is okay. I've been fine with it.
Yeah.
I haven't been hurting or sad.
No.
I do miss it when we don't do it.
Of course.
But I'm okay. We've been doing this like 8 fucking years now.
8 fucking years.
Because we started with the Nth Cast before this. People know this. This is not new.
Uh-huh.
This How is have old. You been? Your family came to town, right? That's why you
yes.
had to take a week off.
My sister was in town.
Your sister.
And
Felicity.
When family is in town, I must devote all of my free time to going to see them.
Why?
Because those are the rules.
What are the rules?
Not that I'm complaining at all.
You know what?
But those are the rules.
I hate that rule. I've always hated that rule.
Uh-huh. Well, like, I mean, like, the thing is, I don't get to see them all that often. They're 1,000 miles away.
I get that. But it's just like, you know, I have a life, too. I don't want to just drop everything that I'm doing.
They respect that. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, just come when you can. And out of obligation, I come as much as I can.
Yeah.
And then I get home after a week of visiting, and I wonder why I can't, like, even think, because I'm just so mentally drained.
Yes.
Not that it's necessarily a bad thing. I just needed to recharge.
I understand. When my wife's family comes to town, we're like, oh, we're going to go over there every night. I'm like,
oh,
why can't they come here?
Yeah.
So I've started pushing that, because if they come here, then at least I can go do my own shit while they're hanging out.
Yes.
Like, oh, you're at my house? Great. I'm going to go do something else.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go upstairs and
in my office and hide.
Ooh, that sounds like a good time. Yeah, especially like if you've got like kids like you do, like
yes.
having to take kids anywhere, ugh, that's a whole chore, isn't it?
It really is. Like next year we're flying to Europe with the little kids,
oh,
and
God.
I'm really nervous.
As you should be.
Really nervous. So we'll see how that goes. They'll be 5 and 7 by that point.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
I'm trying to think, did I do anything else this week?
No. I went to see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Part 1.
We're going to see it on Sunday for our anniversary.
Oh.
It's our anniversary on Sunday.
Sick.
7 years, I think.
7 years of bad luck.
Good luck.
Just kidding. Yeah, it's been good luck.
It's been good luck. It's been great. Wouldn't
Fantastic.
Trade any of it.
I'm pretty sure you would trade some of it.
You're right. But I think everybody,
everybody
would
trade some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. What about you? Besides family, did you do anything?
No, not really. I know
incest.
What you mean. Oh, I went to ew, gross. My sister went to Margaritaville at Lake Conroe. Yeah, I know. That was my exact response. So I had to go up there to hang out by the pools and do trivia and
oh nice.
I must say,
did you win?
I was not impressed.
Yeah, Margaritaville is not impressive. I've been there. It's not great.
I mean, it was cool because my niece, who was 9, she got to play in the pool.
Sure.
Fine. But yeah, I was like, you know, I'm all right.
I'm all right.
I did get second place in the trivia.
Boo.
And I would have got first, but they didn't count. The question was, what was Mr. Feeney's profession in the Disney's hit show Boy Meets World?
He was the teacher first and then the principal.
See, yes, but like I wasn't gonna write that because
yeah,
come on. But I wrote teacher because if seasons 1 through whatever, he was the teacher.
Yeah.
And then he became the principal and then he was a teacher again. So I was like, he was a teacher more than he was the principal. So yeah.
And they said it was principal?
And they said principal. They did not accept teacher.
They are wrong.
That's what I said.
Oh man.
I would have been tied for first had the other person not gotten that one or gotten that one or whatever, but not that I'm bitter about it or anything, but I did still get a free beverage from the Starbucks. So
congrats.
That was what you got for winning.
Do you have a new drink at Starbucks? What's your drink at Starbucks? Pike's Peak.
It's Pike Place. filthy casual.
And it's ass.
Pike's Peak is a mountain in Colorado.
I know. Pike's Place
is
the worst.
The fish market.
It's the worst
roast.
Where
the first Starbucks exists.
It's the worst roast they have. And they always have it.
Yeah, I hate it. It's terrible.
It's so bad.
It's no good. Yeah. It's a medium roast. No, it's burnt is what it is. I like only house blend. That's the only flavor of Starbucks coffee that I like. Nice. I'll drink everything, obviously, but
sure.
Fucking Sumatra is just completely roasted to death. It's
yes,
like,
it is. It tastes like, yeah.
People are like, oh, I like it bold. No, you don't. You're the same as those assholes who drink IPAs.
I've started getting their shaken espresso.
Oh, espresso.
Espresso, yeah. It's pretty good. I get it with oat milk, though, because
ooh,
I'm old.
Oat milk, you say?
And it's iced. Iced
oat milk, yeah,
shaken
all the way,
espresso,
man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Venti. Nice, like when they buy us drinks at work, like it's like, oh, it's your turn.
Have you ever had the blonde espresso?
It is good.
You like the blonde espresso?
It's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But like at work, they're like, oh, we only get people grandes. I'm like, why? Who drinks a grande?
I do.
Nobody. It's venti or tall. No one gets the middle one.
Oh, really?
Why would you get the middle one?
I don't know. Because, well, yeah. Let me tell you why you should get the middle one. Because in a hot drink, a grande gets two shots of espresso. And in a hot drink, a venti also only gets two shots of espresso. So that's why you should get a grande. You're just paying for extra milk.
Mm. What if I want extra milk?
Well, then, yeah, go get a venti. So I guess if you want more milk, yeah, do a venti. If you want more balance.
What about in the iced?
What about iced venti? Does get three because it's 20, technically 21 ounces for the iced venti cup.
Yeah.
bet you didn't know you were talking to the world's foremost expert in Starbucks behind the scenes.
You were a barista for a long time.
I was a barista for way too long.
A long time. I thought you were going to be a career barista.
I would have killed myself.
So you would have definitely. That would have been your career. He died a barista.
He died as he lived. Useless.
Baristaing.
I'm just kidding. No, baristaing is it's a necessary evil.
Yes, we need them in the world. But
because who else am I supposed to shit on when I'm so mad and they got the drink order slightly wrong?
Dude, my favorite thing to do at Starbucks is when you're in the drive-thru and they're doing that thing where people
pay it forward.
Yeah, I always stop it.
You go up to the thing and you go... What, 55 pizzas, 55 hot dogs, 55 hamburgers, 55 Cokes?
Yeah. I always stop it. They're like, do you want to pay for the person behind you? I do not.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
And they're like, but this has been going for 3 hours. I'm like,
good for it.
I don't care.
And now it ends.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen to me, thank God, because I would be like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Well, the first time I was like, what did the people behind me get? And they're like, it's like $35. There's like three people in the car.
It'll be
$680. Like, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm good. Uh-huh. Tell the person in front of me, thank you. But
here's what that person probably did. They got in the line. They knew that it had happened. And they're like, I'm going to get back in line. The asshole in front of me is going to pay for me. This is literally an I think you should leave skit.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. It just came out. Season 3.
Awesome.
And there's a skit where the guy, he orders a small Coke and a small fries. And then he decides to pay it forward. And then he immediately loops back around into the thing and orders a million things. So funny. It's a good time.
It's rude.
It's very rude, but we've all wanted to do it.
No. I just like, I'm not going to pay for the rest of my money. All right, let's talk about Jujutsu Kaisen.
That is why we're here,
Hidden
after
Inventory
all.
Part 3.
You bet you thought that we had a long intro because we didn't remember the episode.
We remember the episode.
Okay, sure. Speak for yourself. But so this episode started off with there was some ocean time.
Well,
right.
The maid was kidnapped.
The maid has been kidnapped.
So they go to rescue her, and they rescue her super easy.
Uh huh. Well, like, it's really funny because isn't there like this big exchange between Amanai and Gojo where he's like, "All right, you can come along with us, but." Do not complain.
Yes.
If you decide to, you've changed your mind, we're not going to stop. You're going to have to just keep coming along with us.
Right.
It's going to be difficult. I can't promise you that you'll survive, but we'll try it. And then immediately they're already partying at Okinawa.
Well, and he also says, like, if you do anything that's going to harm this other lady's chance of survival, I'm leaving your ass here.
Mm-hmm.
So just do it. So after they do that, they go to the beach in Okinawa. Which Okinawa, always makes me think of Karate Kid.
It always makes me think of Kill Bill Volume 1.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And also Great Teacher Onizuka.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know that one.
Mm, but you do.
I do. GTO, baby.
So they take a plane and fly to Okinawa and...
to try and... because there were some kidnappers. They were the ones who kidnapped Kuroi, but they were... mm-hmm. What's the word I'm looking for here? Hopeless?
Yeah.
They couldn't do anything. But it turns out, what was this one dude's name? Fushiguro?
Yeah.
He had removed the bounty off of Amanai.
Not yet. He timed it perfectly.
Getting ahead of myself.
Like, he was trying to time
it. He's wearing down Gojo. That's what he was doing. So they spend the whole time at the beach, but Gojo never, like, turns it off. He's, like, constantly in hyper-aware mode, whatever. And he's trying to wear him out, but, you know, after a victory rather than after a defeat.
Yes.
Because that matters for some reason.
Right. So they're worried that someone's going to try to take over the airport to prevent them from flying back. So they have two first-year high school students.
Nanami. And some other dude.
Haibara.
I like Nanami. He was my favorite in season one.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He doesn't do anything really good in this episode, though. He gets shocked by something, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Do I remember this right?
I don't remember.
I don't remember it.
So
he's in it, though.
Yeah. Geto is really concerned. He's like, yo, Gojo, you haven't slept. You haven't released Infinity since the mission began. Mm-hmm. What is
it's
going on?
It's been a fucking week or at least a few days. I don't remember.
Like, you're going to get tired. What has happened? And he's like, it's fine. I'm doing this to protect her, let her live her life a little bit. Mm-hmm. But also, you're here. You're the second strongest. We're the two strongest special grade sorcerers there are.
There's no need to worry. So, I am here.
Yeah. You've got my back. And let's make her last day memorable.
Mm-hmm.
We go sightseeing. They go to like a super fancy dinner. They go to the aquarium.
To see a whale shark and shit.
Yeah.
And then they go back inside the boundary of Jujutsu High.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his face? Gojo turns it off. He's able to finally, you know, relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. He immediately gets stabbed in the back with a knife. And wouldn't you know it, it's Fushiguro. And this has been his plan from the beginning.
Yeah.
This is what he was talking about way back when he was losing his gambling monies. He roped this dope, and now he stabbed him.
Right. And Suguro, like, Geto is super confused. He's like, how did he get inside the barrio?
Barrier. Is that one show about the puppets that live on the barrio?
The barrio. Barrio.
Love that show.
Yeah. And Gojo's like, hey, don't worry about it. You need to just go. Get her in there to Tengen. I'll take care of this, and
then they start the fight.
Well, there's a flashback.
Oh, we have a flashback.
You remember where Toji Fushiguro? He's like, I remember there was this kid.
He sees Gojo as a kid.
There's this kid I wanted to go see who had the six eyes, and the infinity, and he's the only person ever to notice me standing behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Like. I tried to sneak up. I was super quiet, but he turned around and looked right fucking at me.
He knew. No one had ever seen me before.
Yeah. So in order for me to pull off a successful sneak attack, I had to wear him down. And that's why he did the timer the way he did, because he's like, if I had stopped the timer too soon, Gojo would have stopped caring earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have gotten some stamina back. If I stopped it after... words, he would have kept it up and never would have dropped it at all. Yep. So I never would have been able to get this attack. So I had to time it perfect, which I did.
Boom. You're welcome. So turns out Gojo, how did he not die from this stabbing from behind? He did something. Did he use the blue?
Well,
blue energy?
He used the blue to send Toji, but he said all of my vitals were missed and I've used cursed.
All of them?
Yeah, I used cursed energy to reinforce myself.
Ah, that's what it was, the cursed energy.
Yeah, so Gojo's like, I got this piece of shit. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
But then he learns that Fushiguro has no curse energy, no spirit energy, no ki, no chakra.
Yeah.
He's one of those Rock Lee characters who is really strong physically. But not only that, but he also has a heavenly pact.
Yes.
Some kind of...
and a cursed spirit. That, like, this weird, like, worm curse spirit that wrapped around his body.
He wears it on him, and he tells us that he, Well, he's pulling weapons out of it.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because he has a new sword, and Gojo's like, that's not the same sword that he stabbed me with earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he getting that from? Was it up his bum hole? Did he pull it out of his bum hole?
He pulled it out of the worm. So this worm,
it's got a human baby head.
Yeah.
And it's purple and gross and lumpy and...
But the reason he can walk around with it and still not have any cursed injury he notices...
He puts it inside him.
He swallows it.
He makes it small and then he swallows him.
Yeah. And so
I don't think I would want to do that.
It's weird. He's got this worm that has cursed weapons in it. He has zero cursed energy.
He puts the worm inside of him. So he's got cursed weapons inside of him, but you can't sense it because it's inside his stomach, which... Yeah. Who makes that rule? Just because it's in my stomach, now you can't sense it?
That's weird. The human flesh kind of brocks it.
Brocks it? Yeah, but there's a hole. There's a whole hole all the way through.
Oh, I know. It's weird. I don't know how it works. They need to explain
how it does
better.
It work?
How does
Tell
it work?
Me how it works.
So, but he is like a perfect foil for Gojo.
Uh-huh, because he's got no spirit energy.
Right, and he's got his heavenly pact that gives him like he's like super strong,
he's
super
like
fast.
He's like Kaioken times 100.
Yeah. So it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what Gojo does is he clears out everything.
He
breaks down everything
down. Absorb everything with blue.
Yeah.
And then he launches that energy at him, right?
Yeah.
And then he tries to do, does he do red? Or is that the next one?
Well, I think he does red because after he destroys all the buildings so Toji doesn't have any cover, Toji throws out a bunch of fly heads.
Mm, which are little weird curse
like
bug guys.
It's basically like throwing out, you know, just things to kill. Like,
Minovsky particles.
Right, I'm going to throw these out here. You have to deal with them and kill them. They only have one hit point, mm-hmm. but you still have to deal
you
with
gotta
them.
You got to worry about them. And you're wore out. From the floor out.
But they're all stopped by Gojo's infinity.
Uh-huh.
But it gives him more blind spots. And so Gojo thinks that Toji's gone after the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so he turns his back on him. And when that happens and he stabs him again.
Boom, right through
the neck.
Yeah, right in the fucking neck, man. Mm-hmm. And slices all the way down through his entire fucking body. You can't tell me that he missed all of my vitals in that situation. He cut clean through him.
Right, and this is a special curse tool called the Inverted Spear of Heaven, which, like, it stops and reverses any technique. Like, any curse technique it touches, it like, oh, no, all right, it's not a curse technique
that.
Anymore.
I'm going to reverse trap you real quick. So infinity becomes zero.
Right, it's just gone.
Just stabs him.
So he slices him a whole bunch. Stabs him in the body a bunch, and then he, you know, does the thing like you said with the knife, and then up through the neck, and you're like, "Oh shit, that's bad."
Mm-hmm.
And he's just laying there like in a pool of blood, and you're like, "What the fuck?"
Okay, well, I guess Gojo's dead now. Except we know that he's not because we've seen the future.
But like, if it had started with this, you would totally think he was.
Oh
dead.
Yeah,
100%. You'd be like, "That fucker is dead."
Mm-hmm. The only question we had is. But how did he survive?
Right.
But we don't know yet.
We don't know.
Because now Fushiguro is going to attack Amanai, I assume.
Yes.
Amanai and what's his face?
Geto
are having a little conversation.
So, yeah, they go into the Tomb of the Star.
Ah, yes.
And they go down the elevator, and it's like a fairly emotional goodbye, right?
Right. Well, she's about to turn into some monster or something, right? Isn't that the Tengen thing?
Yeah, and so he's like, here's what you can do. Here's how you get to Tengen. I'm not allowed to go any further because I haven't been invited.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can. So you can go do this, or you could leave and not do this.
Mm-hmm.
Come home with me.
Gojo and I, we're really strong. We'll defeat this thing because we want to.
Right, and like I know you think that you might have some of your personality left when you merge with Tengen.
You won't.
Our teacher said this is basically erasure. It's not a merger. Mm-hmm. You're being erased and becoming Tengen.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about this. Gojo and I talked about this, and we said if you want out, we're helping you get out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we have to fight Tengen,
we'll do.
We're letting you get out.
And she is so relieved. She's reaching out for him. And then kapowzers, she gets shot in the fucking head with a gun.
And Toji's like, hey, well, that job's done. You can go home now. Your escort job has failed.
And you lose.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
And you that's lose. Where this episode ends, right?
Well, Geto's like, how did you get here?
Does, they talk a little bit. Yeah, I wish it had ended right there because it's, what? Well, that would have been crazy.
Yeah,
right?
Geto's like, how did you get here? He's like, oh, because I killed Satoru Gojo.
Gojo, didn't I?
Yeah. And
dun, dun, dun.
Geto's like, he's a big dragon and another demon.
Oh, yeah, he summons some demons.
And then he says,
like, well, die.
And that's what
Shinde
it is.
Kudasai.
Kudasai.
Which means please die.
Please die, yes. I know Kudasai from my
Duolingo.
Duolingo Japanese.
Neat.
I'm still learning the fucking alphabet. It's going so slow.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
There's a lot of letters.
Are you learning the hiragana?
Hiragana alphabet. I've mastered 14 of the letters.
Oh, wow. Katakana is my favorite because that's essentially for borrowed words and sound effects and...
Really? I think I learned that in English like unit names. 12.
You learned the katakana already?
No, that's in like unit 12.
Oh.
I'm on unit 3. So
oh, okay.
I have a long way to go.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sticking with it.
Nice.
I'm trying real hard.
Mm-hmm.
I figure I should learn the alphabet so I can like read. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. Because anytime there's kanji, you're not going to be able to read that. And even if you can read it, you have to be able to understand what that word is.
Ah.
Also. You know what I mean?
But I do a little bit.
It's like a two-step translation kind of thing. Because you have to be able to read a completely different language and then translate what that means into English.
Into English.
And then if there's kanji involved, like just forget about it.
Just forget about it.
Just 2,000 kanji.
You're fucking done.
Uh-huh. And I know about as much kanji as a kindergartner.
I know some sumo wrestler kanjis.
Oh, nice.
Because they all have a kanji, right?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they usually their names are all kanji.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Interesting.
It's interesting. The ghosts.
I did like this episode. The action was really good. Like the fight with Fushiguro and Gojo, that was well
so
done.
So good.
Like, yes. And to see people who are not sorcerers really be kind of badass was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I like that because we've seen a lot of like sorcery fight and cursed spirit versus sorcerer fights, which is cool and everything, but just to see like a normal human, that was pretty nice.
Yeah. It was a good episode.
Yeah. Although I am ready to get back to...
I'm so worried about Gojo. Did he survive?
I'm ready to get back to real time and see.
What if this whole season is just this?
I think it's half and half is what they said. I could be wrong. Half and half.
I prefer just whole milk, thank you.
I do like whole milk. Almond milk?
Yeah, almond milk's good.
Oat milk is the best.
I've had some oat milk.
I used to like soy milk, and now it's just too sweet.
It just depends on the brand that you get.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Silk is pretty sweet.
Yes, Silk is very sweet.
And the kind they have at Bucks is pretty
Starbucks
sweet.
Starbucks is very sweet.
It's pretty sweet.
I really liked the coconut milk, but that was essentially just coconut water with sugar in it.
Yeah, sugar and
more
water.
More sugar.
And water, more. More. All right. Should we wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
All right. So thank you for listening. If you want to follow us on social medias, you can do that. You can follow me on Twitter. Oh, no, sorry.
Twitter?
On X. You can follow me on X.
X.
My
You've
X,
been X'd, punk.
My X is at RealJDLee.
Find me X at X.
Find me X. Find me X.
XXN Pornhub.
Yeah.
RedTube. I know these names.
You should give them your threads.
My thread. Oh yeah, I do have a threads, don't I?
Yeah, follow
That's
us on threads.
Twitter, but with more steps.
It's threads is
or
Instagram's version of
with Twitter, but more steps.
Instagram's version of X.
X. Is it just called X?
It's just
like
called
literally.
X now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How has nothing been called X yet?
Well, no. It's funny. Mark Zuckerberg had X trademarked because of
that
their streaming service.
Shitty.
The streaming, whatever the fucking Microsoft streaming service was,
uh-huh.
Which I can't remember because it shut down real quick.
X.
So he had it trademarked and like the website, like x.com. I don't fucking know. And then also you can follow us on Discord.
Discord.
The
Get
link,
in there.
The link will be in the show notes and also
Up
on my
butt.
X. Yeah. On my X. Yeah, I think we're about to start another fantasy football league. You playing this year?
No.
You're not?
No.
You're not doing it?
No. Come Why on, would man. I do that?
We need to get like 30 people to play this year.
Here's the thing. I don't give a shit.
Fair.
I don't want to have to be in a thing where I'm forced to give a shit.
Fair. Well, you don't have to care. Just
no,
do it.
No, because
do
people
it.
Get mad if you don't care.
That's true. If you auto-draft and then just auto-set your team every week.
You guys got mad at that one robot that beat you that one year.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What's his face? Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. He did. He auto-drafted.
He auto-drafted and won. And you guys all hated him.
People got real pissy. Well, better to be lucky than good is what I always
say. To be fair, he was also pretty shitty anyway.
He's a pretty shitty human being. Yeah. With his deep cut V's, man.
Oh man, the deep V's, baby.
Anybody who wears a V-neck but then cuts it deeper, fuck those people. Mm-hmm. And if that's anybody listening, that applies
and
to
a beanie.
You too.
It's not 2010 anymore. You can't get away with that.
A deep V-striked tank.
Can you just dress like a normal person? Like, what's a normal thing to wear these days?
Chinos.
A Supreme shirt? What's a chino?
Pants.
Pants. Wear pants.
Wear pants. No shorts.
No shorts.
No cutoffs. Although you can always wear cargo shorts.
No.
Always okay.
Here, I'll hold your stuff.
You go make some friends. All right. We'll see you next time. Probably real soon because we're going to try to put these out quick.
Real soon.
If I get off my ass and edit, I'm getting so old that when I edit these, I fall asleep now. So
wow.
I'm fucking old, man.
Sick brag.
What? No, it's not a brag. It's I need to sleep more.
Then do it.
I do need to, but
then sleep more.
The problem is late at night when everybody else is asleep is my only time to be alone.
Ah, yes.
And I need alone time. Mm-hmm. I need it.
You could literally stare at the wall for 4 hours and no one will get mad at you.
Yes. And sometimes
it's so
I do.
So freeing.
I just sit on the couch and I'm like, I'm going to try to find something to watch. And then I don't. I just sit there and I'm like, this is glorious. Mm-hmm. This is glorious. I'll make a cup of tea or a cup of coffee mm-hmm. or just drink some
You just turn everything off.
And just sit on my
Force
ass.
Yourself to be bored.
It's amazing.
It's good.
Amazing. All right. We'll catch y'all next time.
See ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.